Tom Fitzmaurice heard the call of broadcasting very early.
I've wanted to be in radio since I was about 8 years old. I remember I was in a treehouse at the time it hit me, listening to a disc jockey on the radio. This was around 1960 or so. And I thought they were very funny and very cool. And I jumped down off the tree and went inside. And I told my dad, Dad, I know what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be a disc jockey. And he looked at me and said, "You can't do that. Only Playboys do that job." And the logic that came to me was, okay, step one, become a Playboy, which is how I got to be a restaurant critic.
So it all comes together.
Yeah, it did. It's in a strange way, not how I would have predicted it.
Cut to Tom Fitzmaurice, enrolled at UNO, changing his major from math to drama.
It was the summer of 1970, and I heard that the campus was going to start its own radio station and that they were going to be looking for people to work in it. I did everything I could to kind of wheedle my way into the creation of the radio station, which originally was only going to be a 10-watt on-campus station. But then NPR came along, and NPR had a rule that said that you had to have at least 250 watts to carry their programming. Well, they started looking around for money and got a couple of grants here and there, and they were able to open up the shop with 11,300 watts. It was pretty substantial, hanging off the Channel 6 tower out in Chalmette.
Fitzmaurice remembers well WWNO's sign-on day.
11 o'clock in the morning, February 27th, it was a Sunday. Homer Hitt, the chancellor of the university, did the first speech. He threw out the first word. And it was rocking and rolling from there. Well, actually, it wasn't rocking and rolling at all. It was classical music. I remember the first music show, they played Beethoven's Fifth. The programming schedule of the station was really old-style block programming, like something we hadn't really seen since the 40s, where you'd have a half-an-hour program, and here's another half-an-hour program that's totally different, and then an hour program that's something yet again totally different from what went before. It was so complex, in fact, that we had a program guide that had blocks showing you where everything was.
After a year and a half of assembling program guides and auditioning records for air, Tom Fitzmaurice finally got to host his own weekly half-hour program.
Called Save New Orleans. It was sponsored by the Preservation Resource Center, and we were talking about various preservation issues around town. And we had a really unusual bunch of people on there. The most memorable was Terry Fletcherich from Channel 6, who at that time was pretty much involved in that sort of thing. She wasn't on TV anymore. I don't think she was anyway. And she brought on the show as her guest, as being my guest too, Chef Paul Prudhomme, who no one had ever heard of before. He was brand new in town, and she thought he was going to be the one that was really going to get New Orleans back on its culinary traditions again, which of course he did. I'm very proud to have been part of this station to the extent that I was. It's great, because not only has a good station come out of it, but a lot of great people, Paul Dahl and Tom Struve, were real visionaries, I thought, when they created this. And it's odd, the next thing they did was open a restaurant.
New Orleans restaurant critic, radio talk show host, and writer Tom Fitzmaurice, reminiscing about the early days here at WWNO, which signed on the air 40 years ago today. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.